It's now 5 o'clock on a rainy Sunday afternoon, which means you're now listening to Waxy's Darkle. Second edition of Waxy's Dargle, your Celtic Connection music radio show, coming to you live here on Radio 101.5 UMFM. So if you can, try and hang in there for the next hour as I once again share with you what I feel is some of the best music out there with a Celtic edge to it, from both near and afar. To kick off today's show with some lively music featuring the piping of Dane Grant, here's Nova Scotia's McKeel with a piece of music called Cronterra here on 101.5.
Thank you. new and have as his clean and gay and dressed like unto the Queen of May. My love lay in. How can you say it's a pleasant bed when none lies there by the factory maid? Factory maid, though where she be, blessed is the man that enjoys she.
and putting his hand into his pocket, saying, "It's me, your William Hall." He drew a ring out of his pocket that 7 years gone she'd given to him.
If you're just joining us, my name is Lyle, and you're listening to Waxy's Dargle, your Celtic Connection music radio show, coming to you live here on your campus and community radio station 101.5 UMFM from the University of Manitoba. And as part of opening set on this afternoon's show, we just heard a song by the wife and husband duo of Heidi Talbot and John McCusker. And for the past 10 years, Heidi and John have recorded songs on each other's solo albums and wrote songs together and toured in each other's bands. But this is the first time that they have released their own set of music. It's on an EP called Love is the Bridge Between Two Hearts. We heard their arrangement of a song all about William Hall. Before Heidi Talbot and John McCusker, the voice of English folk singer and guitarist Martin Carthy, who was born on May 21st, 1941 in Hatfield in Hertfordshire, to an English mother and an Irish father. And for over some 50 years now, Martin has remained one of the most influential figures in British traditional music. We heard a song called The Hand Weaver and the Factory Maid, and this track comes from a brand new compilation album called An Introduction to Martin Carthy on the Topic Records label. And this track we heard was recorded originally when Martin was a member of Brat Monkey back in the mid-1980s. Kicked off today's show with a 1990s Celtic band from Nova Scotia by the name of Makeel that unfortunately is no longer together. We heard a piece of music called Cran Terra, and it comes from an album titled Plaid, the one and only album released by Makeel, released back in 1997. This is a good place to mention that if you have a special request or suggestions for any Celtic-flavored music that you would like to hear on upcoming Waxy's Dargle shows, or if you have any questions or comments about the music you're listening to on today's show, you can give me a call here at the station this afternoon at 204-269-UMFM. 269-8636, and you can get in touch by sending an email to Waxies, and that's spelled W-A-X-I-E-S @shaw.ca. Let's take a short break, and then I'll be right back with music by Glasgow's Alan Reid, the Bar McNeils, and from Boulder, Colorado, the Rail Splitters. So stay with us. Alan Reid was born on the 2nd of May back in 1950 in Glasgow, and he's a fine Scottish folk multi-instrumentalist and singer who was also a founding member of Scotland's Battlefield Band. And back in 2010, after 4 decades, Alan decided to leave Battlefield Band in order to develop his own solo career. From a compilation album called Collection, Songs of Scotland's Martyrs, Rogues, and Worthies. Here's Alan Reid with a song called The Gallant Grahams, here on 101.5.
As I was crossing our boiling water, my friends and acquaintances to see, for the killing of an English lord, my Gedbred sword they've taken from me. As I looked over my left shoulder, it was to see what I could see. There I spied a bonny boy with heavy irons to lay on me. Oh, the Grahams, the gallant Grahams, had the Grahams stood by me. The dogs might duke in English blood, ere a foot's breadth I would flee. They took me down by Carrick Fergus, and a strong guard they laid on me. They took me down to a dungeon deep, where people light I ne'er could see. But if I had my good red coat and my red sword they took from me, I'd throw the dogs into yonder bogs, for the smell of iron I'd never flee. Oh, the Grahams, the gallant Grahams, had the Grahams stood by me. The dogs might duke in English blood, ere a foot's breadth I would flee. There lives a gully in Coleraine, and she lives down by yonder quay. And if she knew my state of mind, what a sorrowful gully she would be. I asked the sight of the double derbies, a sight of them was granted me. With them I've knocked the jailer down, then I set Paul Johnson at liberty.
she turned to leave him behind. A silver tear shone in her eye. So they went out to sea, and for 2 weeks, maybe three, she began to weep, and she wept most bitterly. It's neither for your silver or your gold, for I am sure it's only for that little babe that I won't see
The bluegrass sounds of the Rail Splitters, a musical quintet based out of Boulder, Colorado. And that track featured the vocals of Loren Stovall and a song called Salt, Salt Sea. That was the band's arrangement of a popular traditional song. It comes from the Rail Splitters' second album, released back in 2015. Titled The Faster It Goes. Before the Rail Splitters, we heard Lucy Stewart, Kyle, and Seamus. From Cape Breton Island, the Bar McNeils, with a medley of jigs that included Willie Coleman, Brown Ale, and the Injun Down Jig. And the band's been entertaining us now for almost 30 years. And this track came from the Bar McNeils' second album. It's titled Rock in the Stream, and they released it back in 1989. Kicked off that set with Glasgow's Alan Reid and his arrangement of a traditional song called The Gallant Grahams. Comes from a compilation album titled Collection, Songs of Scotland's Martyrs, Rogues, and Worthies. A reminder that you can give me a call here at the station this afternoon, so let me know what you think of the show and any Celtic flavored music that you would like to hear on upcoming Waxies Dargle shows by calling 204-269-8636, or you can always send an email to Waxies, that's spelled WAXIES, at shaw.ca. And I'll do my best to try and track your request down and get it on the air for you. As I like to say, you can check out today's playlist by going to today's music logs at umfm.com. And for past show playlists and available Waxies Dargle podcasts, go to the program grid under the programming tab on the UMFM homepage. Once again, that's umfm.com. And then scroll down to Waxies Dargle at 5 p.m. on Sunday afternoon. And you can also check out our weekly playlists and like us on the Waxies Dargle Facebook page at Waxies Dargle Radio. Up next, some new music by Banjo 3, one of the bands that played at this month's Winnipeg Folk Festival. The award-winning quartet comes from Galway, and they're made up of two sets of brothers, Enda and Fergal Scahill, along with Martin and David Howley. And We Banjo 3 has just released a brand new fifth recording. It's called Haven. And from their new album, let's take a listen to We Banjo 3 with War of Love here on 101.5.
Watching you walk down the aisle is all I would ever need to let you go. But wishing it was me, not him, was a lot of thinking and a little late, I know. 'Cause you look perfect in your dress. He held your hand and I held my heart. Oh, it's over now, I guess, my dear. But if I could, I'd go back to the start. You were the one, you were like no other. And we fell in love, and I have worshipped at your altar. But times, they change, and you needed more. The battle was won when I lost the war. I still remember your letters, pictured phone calls, and staying up past four. Meeting every summer, singing dance to the music we adore. Days in a love-filled haze. We too young, we knew this could never last. Like an epitaph upon my heart, you left your mark as gently as you passed. You were the one, you were like no other, and we fell in love. I have worshipped at your altar, but times they change. You did more, 'cause the battle was won when I lost the war. Sit out by the flowers, and nights they're all by, and we talk for hours and hours. But times they change, and you needed more. The battle was won when I lost the war.
You call my name again. And my heart sleeps, so you've not changed at all. And the years have passed you by. Your sweet lips that lingered on my skin, I can feel the heat again. And your eyes that thrilled with passion's fires, they watch my every whim. Some say my love, sweet love, was lost while crossing.
Brandy, could we raise the halibut, baby?
took us half a year. We fished around them foggy banks when our skipper he loud did shout, come hoist aboard your dories, boys, and break your anchors out.
Shores of Newfoundland, that was the Dardanelles featuring the vocals of Matthew Byrne. We heard the title track to an album called The Eastern Light, and this is a traditional song about a 70-ton fishing vessel. Before the Dardanelles, a song by Carolyn Lavelle, a British singer and cellist currently living in the south of England. And Carolyn has been performing with Lorenette and her band since 1995. We heard her arrangement of Moorlock Shore. The album is titled Spirit. Kicked off that set with some new music by Galway's Wee Banjo 3. The song called War of Love. That comes from their brand new fifth recording just released. It's titled Haven. My name is Lyle, and you're listening to Waxy's Dargle, your Celtic Connection music radio show, coming to you here on your campus and community radio station 101.5 UMFM. Let's take one more break, and then I'll be right back to wrap up today's show, so don't run away. You're invited to tune in again next Sunday right here on 101.5 for another hour of music with a Celtic edge to it. So until next time, thanks for being with us this afternoon, and remember that peace and love never go out of style. To take us out for today, first we have from Rhode Island the wife and husband musical duo of Aubrey Atwater and Elwood Donnelly. You're going to hear their arrangement of As I Roved Out, and then we'll follow that up with Vancouver's The Paperboys with a medley of two tunes, Boys of the Mill and Whiskey in the Tea. So good night, take care, have a great week, until we catch you next time here on UMFM. Stay tuned for Gail up next with the Comfort Cafe. Here's Atwater and Donnelly and the Paperboys. Bye for now.
As I roved out one fine May morning to view the meadows and flowers gay, who should I spy but my own true lover as she sat by yon willow tree. I took off my hat and laid it salute. I did salute her most courageously, and as she turned around, the tears fell from her. false young man, you've deluded me. And the diamond ring I own, I gave to you. A diamond ring to wear on your right hand. But the vows you made, well, you went and you broke them. And you married the lass who has the land. If I married the lass who has the land, my love, it's that I'll rue till the day I die. When misfortune falls short, the man may shunt. I was blindfolded, I'll not deny. Slumber. The thoughts of